tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in this day.
Yes.
This Thursday morning. Hope you all are enjoying this teaching this week. All through this week, we're teaching that you have an opportunity to have a fresh start in life. A fresh start in what you ought to be doing. You might fail at certain point and give up. But we're here again to encourage you that God does not give up on you. We're here to encourage you that God, He doesn't give up on you. He never will give up on you. Why? Because God is a God of new beginning. God is a God of starting it over. God is a God of fresh start. That's the God we serve. I want to encourage you. Whatever God calls you to do, and if you fail to do it, it's not too late. It is never too late. Listen this one. I'll just give you a natural saying. It's never too late for a shower of rain for the grass. The grass in Florida, like, looks so burnt, as if it's almost going to die in this Florida heat. You look at it when the grass burns. It's turned brown, and it looked like it's going to die. And then all of a sudden, a big-time shower rain comes. Rain just falls for 2 and 3 days. And then we look at the same grass, and it starts to be green again. Isn't that awesome? So it is to you. It's never too late for a new beginning. Never too late for a fresh start. Things will start to grow again if you will just... Don't make no this excuse, I don't have what it takes. If you can erase that you and God are the majority. Just want to talk to you on this Thursday morning. You and God are the majority. God is with you. You become unstoppable. There's nothing that you cannot do when God is with you. You can do the impossible things when God is with you. Why? Because God is the God of the impossible. And He's with you. Therefore, now, you and God, we can do the impossible things.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday, we were talking about practicing with God. Practicing those things when the opportunity comes. So we must be practicing with God, working through our fears with God. What we are doing when nobody is looking determines our level when we come into view. And we were looking at the example of Moses in Exodus chapter 4, him and God together, they were working on. When you throw that rod down, what's going to happen? God told Moses, throw down that rod. And this is in Exodus chapter 4. And it became a serpent. He didn't know it was going to become a serpent. He just followed the directions. It says, then Moses answered and said, but suppose they will not believe me or listen to my voice. Suppose they say, the Lord has not appeared to you. So the Lord said to him, what is that in your hand? He said, a rod. And he said, cast it to the ground. So he cast it to the ground, and it became a serpent, and Moses fled from it. Then the Lord said to Moses, reach out your hand and take it by the tail. And he reached out his hand and caught it, and it became a rod in his hand. And we also know that the serpent represents deception.
Yeah.
So we have to be able to overcome deception when things come at us and such, because the enemy will try to deceive you that you don't have what it takes to do what needs to be done. Or the enemy will try to deceive you that your last opportunity was your last opportunity. And that's not so. With God, we have a fresh start. So Moses and God, they work through this. They work through the fear. They work through the deception. So when Moses is there face to face with Pharaoh, that comes in Exodus chapter 7, starting at verse 9, he's prepared. When Pharaoh speaks to you, saying, show a miracle for yourselves, then you shall say to Aaron, take your rod and cast it before Pharaoh, and let it become a serpent. So Moses and Aaron went into Pharaoh, and they did so, just as the Lord commanded. And Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent. But Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers, so the magicians of Egypt, they also did in like manner with their enchantments. For every man threw down his rod, and they became serpents. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rod, and Pharaoh's heart grew hard, and he did not heed them, as the Lord had said. Now imagine if Moses hadn't been prepared for that encounter. Not only did Aaron's rod become the serpent, but it says that every man who threw down his rod, it became a serpent. But ultimately, Aaron's rod swallowed up all the other serpents. What if Moses didn't have that one-on-one preparation with God? He's coming. He's saying, I'm going to be a deliverer. A God sent me. Who sent me? I am sent me. And then he run from a snake?
Yeah.
It wouldn't have been a good look for him. But God prepared them when they were together. We also referenced in the beginning of the week in Exodus chapter 2 when Moses went out there and he got into that fight and he killed that Egyptian. He didn't talk to God about that. He didn't prepare with God how to handle that situation, and he handled it wrong.
Yes.
And then they found out about it, and then they ended up wanting to kill Moses because of it, and he fled as a fugitive into the wilderness. But here was his second chance. So he practiced this thing out with God. He valued his second chance. We need to value our second chance. Honor the God who has given us repeated grace and mercy to do it again. We have to value that. Moses valued his fresh start. He valued his new opportunity. He practiced it with God. And then when he went into position, he was able to do the things knowing that God was certainly with them. Because some peculiar things they were doing. Some peculiar things were taking place. But he had full confidence that God was with them.
And Pastor Dan, the revelation of the Holy Spirit that you've given us this week, the revelation that comes through you to us. Like we say, we want to hear from God. The way you hear from God is through a man, a woman, someone, through his word. These are ways in which you hear from God. You know, you hear God speak to us through his servant. He speaks to us through his word. You read his word, and it speaks to you. Or you hear the voice of God beyond the voice of a man. And you know it's not the man speaking. You know what he's saying is not him. God is only using his voice. Sometimes we missed it because we're so caught up in the man that we don't hear the voice beyond the voice. You have to listen for the voice that comes beyond the voice. That was why Samuel missed it. When God called Samuel, Samuel, what did he hear?
Eli.
he heard Eli. So many times when God talking to us, instead of hearing God, we hearing the man. We missed it. And in here, what I heard, Pastor Dai, as you were going through it, that you have to practice with God in secret before you come in the open. You have to recognize God, seeing his power work with you first.
Then you feel qualified.
Yes.
So that when the opportunity comes, you don't say, oh, I can't do it. I don't have what it takes. You've already practiced it. And then you're bold and confident in
Hallelujah.
It because you've seen the results of it. You didn't just hear about it, but you experienced it for yourself.
And here we see God didn't only tell him to write down. Because as you look down in Exodus chapter 4, he says, God tell him in verse 6, furthermore, the Lord says to him, now put your hand in your bosom. Another one. The Lord says, put your hand in your bosom. And he put his hand in his bosom. And when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous, like sinew. He and God was working on some stuff. And you look through here, they work on things together. He was not in Egypt yet. This was building confidence, mm-hmm. relationship. And that's what I got, Diane, mm-hmm. as you were teaching here. Mm-hmm. We got to see some stuff for ourselves, just you and God alone. That's right. When you discover God for yourself, you are okay. When you discover God for yourself, nothing can move you. Nothing mm-hmm. will shake you. You see, people might miss this because I never see this, why Moses was so confident in Egypt. Moses was very confident in Egypt. Whatever God tell Moses to do in Egypt, Moses didn't hesitate, man. He knows it's going to work. Because I wonder, we might think Moses must have had great faith when he comes up to the Red Sea, right? I always think about that mm-hmm. one, that Moses had great faith when he comes up to the Red Sea and the army of Pharaoh was behind him. And God says, tell the people to go forward, mm-hmm. stretch your rod, let the people go forward. And we think, man, he must have had great faith to do that. Moses had great confidence.
He had practiced faith.
He practiced it. And look in here. Mm-hmm. That's why he could do it.
Yeah.
Had he not, no way he was going to do it. Had he not, you look at all mm-hmm. the inverse in chapter 4. Someone, you better read chapter 4 yeah. and see how he developed this confidence in God.
Yeah, because in verse 6, what you just read, he yeah. put his hand in his bosom and it came out leprous. And then in verse 7, and he said, put your hand in your bosom again. So he put his hand in his bosom again and drew out of his bosom. And behold, it was restored like his other flesh. So he did the same thing and got two different results. So we got to get that. He did the same thing and got two different results. So we can't think that it's not going to work this time or that we're going to get a negative result like we got last time. You could do the same thing and get a different result. He did the same thing. The first result was leprous, bad result. Did the same thing again, good result. It was restored as his other flesh. So it was proven there. God showed him the restoration power. He showed him his healing provision right there in those two verses. So he overcoming fear with the serpent, and now he's seeing the restoration power of God here in these verses as God is this one-on-one boot camp that they're having there in the wilderness to prepare him to go back for a fresh start to do his assignment.
Just look at verse 8 and 9, Diane, mm-hmm. how powerful this is.
Then it will be, if they do not believe you, nor heed the message of the first sign, that they may believe the message of the latter sign. And it shall be, if they do not believe even these two signs or listen to your voice, that you shall take water from the river and pour it on the dry land. The water which you take from the river will become blood on the dry land.
Huh. So they've practiced mm-hmm. this thing. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He developed confidence and he developed mm-hmm. the faith in what God tells them to do. Mm-hmm. And we need to develop confidence and faith in what God tells us to do. God wants to give you a fresh start.
Mm-hmm. What you're doing when nobody is looking determines your level. When you come into view, we invite you to join us at Celebration Tabernacle Church Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Waylon specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Waylon Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit waylonduff.kw.com. Waylon Duff with Keller Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get